Off the ball. Rugby.
Like that.
There's a massive elephant in the room here, which is Nienaber, since he's come on board. But the Nienaber factor, since he's come into the system, the Leinster, the alignment that we're talking about, hasn't been as smooth between the bulk supplier to the team in terms of defensive systems and all that matching up. So
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Sean, pre-season is over. We are a couple of days out from the first game of the season. How has pre-season been?
It's been really good. Obviously, a few different circumstances. Obviously, new manager coming in. But since he's come in, he's brought something different. Intensity's gone through the roof. I think, in particular, if anyone's come to the four games we've had in pre-season, you can see that the way he wants to play. Everyone's fit and healthy at the moment. And yeah, look, I know pre-season games and results don't really matter at the end of the day, but it's nice to have four games, three wins and a draw. But everyone is feeling really, really good at the moment. And, you know, we can't wait for Friday now.
It's not easy for a new manager to come in and stamp his authority, especially, kind of, I suppose, the limited time he's had with you so far. But how does he want you to play, and I suppose how have you been reacting to that?
We've been reacting really well. I think a lot of the managers' ways have been, you know, in the analysis room, and the way we want to press, the way we want to be with the ball. But the intensity and training, you know, it's kind of short and sharp. But I think we've really felt the benefits of it. Just mentioned that before, we're feeling really fit. But in the short space of time he's been here, he's brought in a lot. And I really, really like what I see at the moment, and you know, it'll continue to get better and better as the more time he's around.
He had very high words to say of you when I spoke to him in his first day. What are the conversations been with him like?
Really good. Yeah, I think the first couple of days he came in, he basically said, you're not going anywhere, and you're the main, I suppose, focal point at the club. And it's you know, really flattering to hear that from, obviously, a man of what he's had in his career, and obviously he's obviously managed the top level in Scotland, two different clubs. He's played up to an age of 38, 39, so he knows ball. And look, I think he's has a good core of players here now. You know, we've got the mixture of experience, younger lads, and you know, the likes of obviously Charlie Lyons, Darragh Crowley are in their mid-20s, so it's we're really confident about this year. I suppose we have to, and I think we need to really bounce back up straight away.
Well, he obviously said you were going nowhere. There was a lot of talk about you in the press. There was a lot of speculation with Shamrock Rovers. How far did those discussions go? Did you meet with Shamrock Rovers? But they never got.
Yeah, look, I think straight away after the cup final, I think they made it clear that they wanted to bring me in, and not just Shamrock Rovers. You know, it was obviously Bowes, Derry. There was a few others. But at the end of the day, I came back to Cork to see my career out of Cork. And I suppose I left Cork City back in 2017, when Cork City were at the pinnacle, winning trophies, winning leagues, cups, playing in Europe, the qualification stages. And I suppose when I come to the end of my career, I want to leave Cork City at that stage as well, fighting for league titles, playing back in Europe. And hopefully that's not for another 6, 7, 8 years' time. But that's what I really want to do. And could have been the easy way out and just leave him and go and play for Shamrock Rovers. But I wanted to stay and fight for this club to get back to where it needs to be, really.
Were you worried about what the fans would have said about you if you had left?
Look, people are going to be entitled to their opinions. Look, I feel like I'm the best striker in the country, let alone the first division. But I really want to bounce back up. Look, it's a marker where myself and Keats have to put ourselves of high expectations of bringing a lot of goals this year to help the team, and obviously for the likes of Fiacre, Charlie Lyons and Roy Feely to keep the goals out the other end. But that's what we'll be hoping to do. But is it going to be easy this year in terms of what's it been in the first division in the last few years Cork City been in? Probably not. But do I feel we're more than comfortable, and what we've got in the team to bounce straight back, like, more than comfortable? We've got the, as you said, the two of the best strikers in the League of Ireland, and then we've got the big boys at the back, and mixture with Darren and Greg Bulger, who's obviously got 40 years of League of Ireland experience in him, and then
at least,
and you've got a couple others like Killian Murphy, he's looked really good in pre-season. You'd think he's been our standout player out of everyone in terms of training and games. So it'd be a really exciting breakout season for him as well.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, a beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Your loyalty to Cork City is admirable, but like when you hear Shamrock Rovers are interested, double winners, they're playing in Europe, you must have had a serious think about it and said, I could be playing in Europe next year.
Yeah, look, it was like, you know, like it's, you've got to call a spade a spade. Like it, when the champions put a bid in for you, they've got a lot of interest, you can, your head can kind of turn. But at the end of the day, I did really want to stay. And, you know, when Cork obviously offered the new contract to me, I think, look, it was sort of thing of looking at it, look, my career was always going to plan out with Cork City, and putting on another jersey in the League of Ireland jersey on my shoulders, it wouldn't feel right. And as I said, I want this club to be back at the top end of the League of Ireland fighting for titles. That might not be next year, might not be the year after, but that's where I want the club to be at when I do retire, and hopefully, as I said there, 7-8 years time.
And as you said, pressure, you said the word pressure a couple of times, there is pressure on you to go straight back up the first time of asking this year.
Yeah, there has to be. We've got the best squad in the league, got the best team in the league, and if everyone's at it every week, it should be comfortable. Like, there's no point beating around the bush. We're expected to win this league, and we should be winning this league, but will it be as easy as it was 2 years ago or 4 years ago? It probably won't be, because teams are getting better, younger players coming through, the likes of Bray, they're always on the edges of the playoffs. Cove, Kerry, you know, it'll be tough, but if we're at it every single week, it'll be more than comfortable, yeah.
And look, first game Friday, Treaty United at home, a huge crowd would help, and getting those crowds back in for the rest of the games of the season is going
big
to be a
time,
huge
yeah. Like, you know, you look at the game against Pats last season, the semi-final, the cup. That's what Turner's Cross should be like every week. It might not be like that every week in the First Division, but if they can bring 2,000-3,000, it makes a huge difference. But at the end of the day, we need to give the crowd something to cheer about as well, and hopefully that'll start this Friday on the front foot and starting off the league campaign with 3 points.
Thanks, pal. Best luck for you.
Cheers, Roy.